A Christian wedding ceremony should feel personal. The bride and groom should hear the ceremony and think, yes, this sounds like us. Their families should recognize their story. Their friends should feel the warmth of their journey. But a Christian ceremony must never become a romantic biography, a sentimental performance, or a shrine to the couple's private meaning. This is one of the most important skills in covenant ceremony design, learning how to tell the couple's story truthfully, briefly, warmly, and under God's larger story. The couple's story is real, but it is not sovereign. That means we listen carefully. We honor how they met. We notice what drew them together. We may include a meaningful moment, a shared value, a hardship they walked through, or a reason they are grateful for each other. But we do not exaggerate. We do not flatter. We do not turn romance into salvation. We do not make the couple sound perfect. We do not say things they do not actually believe. A sentimental ceremony often says things like, you complete each other, or your love is the greatest truth in the room, or today you define marriage in your own way. Those lines may sound emotional, but they are not Christian covenant language. A Christian ceremony says something deeper. God has brought you to this day. You come as embodied souls before Him. You bring your histories, your families, your hopes, your weaknesses, your faith, and your promises. Today you enter Christian marriage as one woman and one man before God. The bride is not merely the romantic lead in a wedding story. She comes as an organic female image bearer before God with dignity, strength, beauty, wisdom, and calling. The groom is not merely the other half of a love story. He comes as an organic male image bearer before God, called to covenant faithfulness, sacrificial love, tenderness, courage, and surrender to Christ. Together, they are not inventing marriage. They are entering marriage. For the one wedding officiant, the goal is simple. Include one or two truthful personal details, then connect those details to covenant. Do not try to tell the whole relationship history. For the experienced officiant, the skill grows deeper. You learn to listen for details that reveal character, gratitude, repentance, patience, service, and readiness. For the church staff minister, the couple's story must fit within the church's witness and doctrine. Personalization should never contradict the biblical meaning of marriage. For the chaplain, especially in a hospital, hospice, military, or urgent setting, the story may need to be brief and tender. A few honest words may carry great weight. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, story work can help couples clarify vows, habits, values, and spiritual direction. But coaching must never help a couple narrate around danger, coercion, or unresolved crisis. A good wedding story does not say, this couple created their own truth. It says, this couple's real story is now being brought before God under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. That is how we write personally without becoming sentimental. Beauty serves covenant, story serves truth, the ceremony serves Christ.